Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 12th edition of Rome Film Festival. Today we're talking about Stronger by David Gordon Green. I'm in company of Jeff Bauman, whose book the film is based, and Jake Gyllenhaal. So I would like to know your impressions on being here at Rome Film Festival and meeting the audience today and tomorrow.
Well, I always love being here in Rome, I love the city generally, with or without cinema, but I don't know probably what city would be without cinema. So, showing a movie here, I've been here before, and, you know, to me it's nice coming back to a familiar place and sharing something that is really intimate story that we spent so much of our time and put so much of our heart into, and I feel like Italians in general, but definitely the city, are as tough as they are warm. And I think that I can't really think of a better place to bring a film that has such a big heart to.
What about you, Jeff?
This is my first time in Italy or in Rome, and it's really amazing. It's just how old everything is. It's tremendous. And you know, I've been joking with Jake a lot about the movie Gladiator and saying a lot about Gladiator.
He says, Jake, you fit very well in Rome because you're really old, too.
Yeah. Jake is very old. He's approaching, he's 40 years old this year.
And almost, but not yet.
He looks good. He looks good. But it's just an honor to be have a movie at a film festival. This is my second film festival, so I'm like a pro at it now. We did Toronto last month, and it's just really amazing. It's an honor, and I feel very lucky to have a movie about me and to have Jake playing me. He's, you know, I think he's probably one of the best actors in the world right now. He's really amazing. Just like the movies that he picks and the roles that he throws himself into, it's, you know, he throws himself into challenging roles, and playing me is probably the easiest role he's ever done.
Jeff, you're not described as a saint, so in the book and in the film we can see all your flaws and character traits. So how did you find the strength to show yourself as you are? And Jake, how did you find the right balance not to make it too unpleasant?
I think that's me in a nutshell, right? It's like I got this weird darkness, like we were just talking about, but then it's kind of pleasant sometimes. But to show all that, it's hard. It's embarrassing at times, especially like the toilet scene. It's embarrassing, but everyone goes to the bathroom on the toilet, right? So it's real. And you have to be real when you're telling a story like this, and I truly respect it, and I'm very proud of it. And he did a fantastic job. He's amazing.
I don't think that we go to the movies to be lied to. I think that we go to the movies to relate and to feel. Sometimes movies have shown me things that I don't know about myself, and sometimes they've confirmed things in me and made me not feel alone in my own pain, and sometimes they bring me joy. But I think the truth of the matter is that we think we go to the movies for some sort of honesty, and the truth is, the irony of all of that is that it's pretend. So we pretend, I think, to get closer to some sort of truth. And there's no other way to make a movie like this. How can you know joy if you don't know pain? And if you don't show pain, how can you feel that joy, which is this hope and this joy at the end of the film? And I think that's what's so brave. Every step of the way with this film, and way before that and after that, Jeff has been brave. And I think that's why we go to the movies, to have people inspire us. If you have the honor of being able to be in or make movies, it is, in my opinion, your responsibility to try and get as close to the truth as you can. And that's what I feel. It's like, going onto a playing field. You know, if you have the honor to be on that field and play, you better play with all of your heart and give everything that you can, because there are thousands of people behind you that would be willing to get up there. And as long as you feel like you've gone out there and you've left it all out there, then you're good. That's what I think.
The feeling when I watched Stronger was that it doesn't only tell Jeff's story, but it also works as an encouragement on how to react to terrorism. Did you also perceive it that way?
I mean, Jeff always says, and he can say it himself now, for us, it's about human being and not the event. We're not interested or concerned. I think the media the media tends to focus on the event itself and then the people who committed the crime. And I think what cinema gets to do is focus on the human beings. Not to say that they don't focus on survivors and what happens, but most of the time I think that's what happens. And so I think that's the opportunity that we had here. But, I mean, you should really speak to that.
Obviously, I see stuff like this happen all over the world, and, you know, especially, and when I see terrorist attacks, I get like this special feeling in my stomach that really kind of makes me sick, and because I know exactly what the people that are affected of are going through, and their families, and, you know, the journey that they have ahead of them, and I feel for that, and I know what they're going to have to go through, but I also know that if they still have their life, they're going to move on and, you know, gradually, you know, keep fighting. And I think that's what my life is about, what I'm trying to tell, and my message is that you're going to keep fighting and you're going to keep moving on and your life is going to continue. And that's what you have to focus on. And unfortunately, this stuff is going to keep on happening. It's not going to stop. People are psychos. There's some psychopaths out there that are crazy, and they have no value of life. And we just all have to be strong and value our lives and take passion in our loved ones.
Thank you, Jeff Bauman and Jake Gyllenhaal, for talking about Stronger by David Gordon Green, screening at the Rome Film Festival, the 12th edition, in the official selection. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.